Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I think it's interesting with all we've been talking about, Brooklyn, you know, with creating this super team and KD recruiting Harden and LaMarcus Aldridge. Here was the recruit, apparently. He texted Aldridge, definitely come here. That was it. And
he
then Blake
to sell, right? Well, I mean, right, well, hey, he don't, right. What is the sell job, Chris? I mean, like. Like, okay,
hey,
dude, you
we
never
about to win it, bro. You want to
win a championship? You want a ring? I mean,
that was it. Yeah. So, and then Blake Griffin, of course, going there, and LeBron, of course, is a part of the conversation because he started the player generated super teams. And the story is this, Rob: JJ Redick, longtime veteran, 15 years in the league, good player, not great, good though. He requested a trade from New Orleans, the Pelicans, in November and asked him to send him somewhere. One, he was up, you know, not upset, but hey, Drew's gone, Drew Holiday. That was a big part of why I came here. And, you know, I would like to be close to my family. If not in Brooklyn, then close enough where I can go see him on off days, things like that. They told him, bet, you got it. And, of course, they trade him to Dallas. All right, so he's upset because he says they didn't keep their word. Here's J.J. Redick on his own podcast.
My understanding all along was that I was going to get a buyout. And if I was going to be traded, it was going to be to a team in the Northeast, where I was closer to home, and I'd be able to see my family for the last, you know, 2 or 3 months of the season. Obviously, that didn't happen. I don't think you're going to get honesty from that front office. Just objectively speaking, I don't. That's not an opinion. I just don't think you're going to get that. But I think I was a little naive in thinking that because I was in year 15, and you know, I had at least attempted to do things right throughout my career, and I honored my end of the bargain. But you know, in terms of this front office, yeah, I mean, it's not something where I would expect certainly the agents that worked on this with me to ever trust that front office again.
You know this, Rob, having covered the leagues, that's a big statement. That is a big statement. I'm not sure off the top of my head who Reddick's agent is. Maybe Rob G can look it up. But if your agents don't trust the team, you know, what if his agent was Rich Paul? And who's got, you know, or another power agent who's got all these top players. And Aaron Mintz, CAA. All right, Mintz is a solid agent. Mitch has got Paul George. He's a good agent. So here's what I thought about when I read this, Rob. This is why you should not you, but anyone, you should never raise your mouth to criticize LeBron James for taking his destiny into his own hands and showing players, mainly superstars, because every player doesn't have this power if they're not good enough. But for showing superstars, you got to treat this just like the teams treat it. It's a business. It ain't about loyalty and all. It is a business. Do what is best for you, because they will trade you in a New York minute. They'll look you in the eye and say they're not trading you and ship you out that night. And so you do what is best for you. I applaud LeBron for showing players you got some power too. We got just as much clout and power as they do. So that's why I'm saying I'll never criticize him. You can criticize him if you don't like him going to Miami or whatever. But for taking his destiny into his own hands, bravo.
Could not disagree with you more. Once again, LeBron didn't do that. Let me tell you something. He gets credit for this whole player empowerment. That's not what LeBron James did. LeBron James felt he couldn't win in Cleveland and wanted to stack the deck. It ain't no about. Players could always move before LeBron James. It was called free agency. And when your terms of your contract are up, you could go wherever you want. LeBron didn't invent this. They were going to go down to Orlando, T-Mac, Grant Hill, and Tim Duncan. Come on, Chris. They're giving LeBron credit for what?
He didn't just start gave him credit for it yesterday.
No, he didn't start free agency, is what I'm saying.
Well,
all
nobody
I'm saying
said
is,
he started free agency.
LeBron did it out of for himself. It ain't about showing players.
I agree with you that I don't think
it was
back in 2010, it wasn't selfish because he gave up a lot.
No, but it was about him trying to win.
Right, but there's nothing wrong with trying to win. That's not selfish.
Let me tell you.
How's that selfish trying to win?
This whole idea and J.J. Redick, who's bounced around 15 years, you don't determine what the teams are doing. Now, for them to lie to him, Chris, that's one thing. Just say, J.J., I'm not so positive we can do that. We have to do what's best for the organization. And I would leave it at that. So I get it if they lied to him and said, yes, we're going to trade you to Brooklyn, and they didn't do it.
To
the Northeast. But this idea that all the players are going to go in and demand where they want to go, and you can't run a business.
That?
You
Who
can't run
that?
A team if everybody
Nobody
is going to
said
decide.
That.
Well, Chris, can I just get my point out?
I'm just saying, Rob, you're saying, who said that? Who said every player should go in and demand where he wants to go?
This is ridiculous. And for J.J. Redick to have his panties in a bunch because the Pelicans didn't do exactly what he wants, he's not a big-time star in the league. Dude, stop. Retire and go home to your kids if it means that much. Really?
He's saying they
lied to him.
He's
going
to
bellyache that he's making millions of dollars playing ball. Boo-hoo. Stop it.
These guys are ridiculous. They lied to him. He's saying they lied to him. That's what he's saying. And I agree with you. The Pelicans got to, at the end of the day, do what's best for them. That, you're absolutely right about that. They got to make the best decision for themselves. But so do the players. That's my whole point. The players are right to do it too. So don't get mad when a Kevin Durant goes and does what's best for him, or LeBron James goes and does what's best for him, or Kawhi Leonard goes and does what's best for him, because the Spurs, the Cavs, the Heat, the Lakers, the Thunder, they're going to do the same thing. Let Kevin Durant lose his game. Let him come back from the Achilles and be a 15-point scorer and see if the Brooklyn Nets don't try to ship him out pronto. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
You're talking about two different things.
No, I'm not.
It's not the same. Because 99% of the players don't have that clout.
Absolutely.
To demand where they want to go. And there's a handful of guys, four or five guys, who can really dictate and maneuver that. The other thing, if I'm a front office or a general manager, I can't promise you anything. I work for the owner and the organization. We will do what's best for you. So there's no lies. No, I can't promise you that. If your family means that much to you, you should retire and go back to the Northeast. That's what I would tell them.
That,
give up the money.
But
you can't have it both ways. Most people have to work. Chris Broussard had to move to Los Angeles and leave his family and came to work. He made a choice. It ain't ideal. Didn't you make a choice, Chris? Yes.
Rob,
they needed you to come to Los Angeles.
I agree with you on that, but I'm saying Redick's issue is that they lied. And the issue, I agree with you that they should have just, they got to do what's best for them. If Dallas gives them the best offer, that's what you got to do. I'm with you on that. I'm just saying I'm not going to be mad at the players for taking the exact same attitude.
I can be mad at the players when we have a league that's unbalanced and all the stars are going to two or three teams. If I'm in one of those other 27, 23 cities where my team, nobody wants to come and they can't attract anybody, it would be frustrating as a fan. That's all I'm saying is, what about the rest of the league? I love that Giannis decided to stay in Milwaukee. He could have left. And that Damian Lillard saying, I'm good in Portland. I'll just do my own thing. If I win a championship, I'm fine. If I don't, fine. And if other guys want to move on their free agency, I won't bash Kyrie and KD. They were free agents. They could go wherever they want.
Well, so was LeBron. LeBron's never left without being a free agent.
No, but nobody was talking about just the free agency when he wanted to move on. It was the shifting the balance of power in the league to put together a team so he thought he could win every year. That's what people are upset about.
Here's
not free agency.
Rob, you know, look, this whole notion that, the league is too unbalanced. It's no more unbalanced than it's ever been. The 80s was the golden age. That was the decade that saved the league. Five teams made it to the finals the entire decade.
Let's go past the 80s.
No, let me finish, because you might not like it because it's disproving your point.
It ain't disproving my point. Because I can give you other teams in the
90s. Five teams won it. Five teams made it. And everybody loved it.
After that, in the 90s, more teams made it.
Okay, let's go to the 90s.
It's not about just winning, but the Knicks, the Pacers, the Utah Jazz, they all had chances.
They
all had chances. That's the point.
You had that. You have that now. Milwaukee's got a chance. Philadelphia's got a chance. The Clippers have a chance. Utah and Denver have a chance. It is the same. It's the exact same. Indiana was never as good as Chicago. Neither were the Knicks. They were close, just like the Clippers are close. Denver's close. The Jazz
Clippers
are
never
close.
Even been to
Milwaukee's
a Western Conference
close.
Finals.
Philadelphia's
you can't say that they're close. No,
they
they're
are.
Not.
I'm not talking about their history. I'm talking about right now. You think they're going to win the conference. Now you're saying they're not close? The 70s was the most parity we've ever seen. Eight teams won championships. And it was the worst decade in NBA history.
Yeah, but that had to do with drugs. It just had to do with that the game was also tape that. Delay.
It was no dynasty, too.
It didn't have anything to
oh,
do
really?
With
nothing
the
to do
competitive
with it?
Balance. No,
stop it.
It did not. It had
stop
nothing to do with it. Competitive balance.
The 60s, the Celtics dominated.
That's
the 80s,
false.
The Celtics and the Lakers. The 90s,
go look at
the Jordan
go look
Bulls.
At the Celtics attendance
Houston
in the
won the 2 years.
When
Houston
they won all the championship. Go look at the attendance. Nobody went to
go look at what?
Go look at the attendance. Their attendance went down.
When?
When they won in the 50s, when they won all those championships.
The 50s?
Yes.
Were they even keeping attendance in the 50s? I said the 60s, by the way. But the 80s, the 90s, you had three teams win it. The Bulls, the Rockets, and the Pistons. And that was, like you said, that was a great decade. Dynasties are not bad for the game. They're good for it. People love it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marino, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marino. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marino on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob, before we get into our main topic on this, we're going to stick NFL. Both of them are NFL, but, you know, I'm kind of sick of dealing with it, but it is news. Two more lawsuits alleging sexual harassment and assault or assault filed, against Deshaun. Now it's up to 21, Rob. But Deshaun's team, his lawyers, obviously the famed Rusty Harden, they put out something where 18 women who have served as masseuses for Deshaun, they've massaged him. They said it's never been any issue. Like, they've never been made to feel uncomfortable.
But what does that have to do with the people who are, you know, like Chris?
Does this help him or hurt him?
No, it does. That's nonsensical. I'm being honest. Like, that would be like a guy robbed my candy store, but he's going to go and get comments from the other 20 people in the neighborhood who own candy stores and say he never robbed them. What does that have to do with what you did to me?
Yeah, I
seriously,
I agree, because it only takes one. It could be 500 right. that said he was fine.
Exactly, right. Chris. It's only one. What does that mean? I'm not saying he's guilty at all. That's not what I'm saying. I don't understand
you
how going
the
out
strategy.
Yes, that's not. No, I just that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know why you would even put that out there. Seriously,
I think what they're doing, Rob, is they were seen. Even though we've always said, and I think people know in theory, and they know mentally is true, right? Innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
But all of this, I mean, even as I said, there's two more. You were like, my goodness, you know, it's like I think they felt like they were getting blown away in the court of public opinion. So they put this out to bring some balance. And I'm with you. I mean, I don't think it, well, maybe it could hurt, because here's the other aspect of it, Rob. Deshaun, how many masseuses does
Thank
he have?
You. Thank you. And
does
you know
go,
what, Chris?
You know, he's getting a new one every week or something.
There you go. Why is it new people? Normally when you find somebody, I'm just
especially an
talking,
athlete.
Right. You stick with them. You become comfortable with them, Chris, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. It just sounds
you
weird. Like
especially
now you're telling
you're,
me
like
that
you said, you're an athlete. You can't
he's had 40 different female masseuses over the last 3 years. 40?
And I'm sure it's way more. I would think it's probably way more than that. You know what I mean? Not that he's harassed them, but I'm saying there's probably more who he didn't harass and some.
Right, just in general.
I'm not
saying
he did any of them.
When you're rich, you could get a massage every other day. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, most people can't get a massage like that.
When I saw, I said, okay, these 18, and I think that Rusty Harden said those 18 have had like 130 sessions with him.
Right.
And then you got the 21 who are suing. I was like, my good, is he getting a massage every day? And maybe he is as a pro athlete, but to your point, usually you got one person.
Or maybe
a couple,
when a backup.
Maybe a team.
Right. You know what I mean? In case they're booked up or something, you might have one or two or something. Chris, and what I would say, my salad days of my life when I was, you know, living pretty high on the hog,
Like you aren't now running around in Balenciaga. I never even heard of Balenciaga until a couple years ago.
I didn't know either until my niece bought the shoes for me. But no, I used to get a massage every week. And that's expensive.
Did you?
You know, I did. And that's what I'm saying. That was a time when wow. you know, I had extra money and I was and I would go. So but and that was once
would
a week.
Did you have the same person?
Yes, for the most part. Unless they couldn't make it or there was some scheduling conflict. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just weird that you're talking about, at least that we know of, there's 40 women already.
39. That's 39.
39.
Although they said it could be 22 with the lawsuit. So that right. other one out there.
Could
and then remember there was the
40,
one
right.
there was the one that talked to Sports Illustrated. And said,
right, who doesn't have a lawsuit.
So that's 41. Okay. So you're right, and it could be double that for all we know. That's a little different. That's a little strange. So again, who knows? We just hope the truth comes out.
Right. We're not saying he's guilty. Yeah. We're not saying he's innocent. We do not know. That's why there's a court of law. We're just talking about the story and what's out there. It was the same thing in the Bill Cosby case, right? It started out, Chris, as one or two women. And before you know it, you told me that you corrected me yesterday. 60 women eventually, and he wound up going to jail.
Yeah. 60. Whew. All right, but let's stick with the NFL and actually stick with quarterbacks, Rob, but move on. Aaron Rodgers, now we know last week the big story was that they did not extend his contract only for the purposes of loosening up more space under the cap for this year. And they didn't do it. And pundits and reporters and the like took that to say, you know what? This is his last year in Green Bay. And that feeling has only grown. And yesterday, the Packers CEO and president, Mark Murphy, spoke with reporters, Rob, for the first time since that happened. And he basically gave no comment. He said, I can't really get into specific players, as if Aaron Rodgers is just, you know, any old player. We've been able to create salary cap room with others, meaning we didn't have to extend Aaron to do that. But here's the other reason, at least people putting out there, and it makes all the sense in the world, Rob. If they had extended Aaron, even though it would have gave him more cap room this year, had they cut him after the season, it would have increased the dead money on their cap for the next year or two. So now next year they can cut him and it won't be a ton of dead money on there. Whereas if they had extended him, it would have been a lot more dead money. People are taking that, again, the people that cover the league are taking that to mean this will be his last year in Green Bay. Of course, they drafted Jordan Love. Go ahead, Rob. I want to hear your take first. I got a strong opinion about this, but
I don't understand it. But then again, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be unlike any other quarterback in the NFL. Almost all the great ones wind up playing somewhere else. So this would be par for the course. So I'm not even Brett Favre went somewhere else. Peyton Manning went somewhere else. Tom Brady went somewhere else. Joe Montana won 4 Super Bowls. He went somewhere else. So, Chris, I guess this is not surprising at all. Just about all the great quarterbacks wind up moving on and doing it. So I'm just going to take it as that. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I don't worry about it. I just continue to play. He had an unbelievable season last year, and he's still relatively young. We see you could play to your 40s, and he didn't play those first 3 years. Maybe his body's not beat up as much, and he can still be productive. What if he wins another MVP this year or something? They would look foolish, right, that they're going to go with an unproven Jordan Love because they drafted him and he's cheaper rather than a guy who's just won back-to-back MVPs or had another great season. It doesn't make any sense to me, but it is the NFL, and that's what we've seen.
I think it's a terrible move if they indeed do what it looks like they're going to do and move on from him after this year. Now, if they win the Super Bowl, maybe even if he just wins MVP and they get back to the conference championship or to the Super Bowl but lose, maybe they keep him. But it looks like they're going to get rid of him. And Rob, like you, this is ridiculous. He's 37, and I get it. That used to be old, and he's not young. I wouldn't call him young, but I definitely think he's got several years left at a high level.
After last year, right? Wouldn't you say that after Absolutely. Watching him last
he
year?
He was great last year. For them to do this, this just tells me, I've said it, Rob, and a lot of people have said it, that they have wasted, not that it's been a waste, it's going to be a Hall of Famer and all that, but they have not gone all out to win more Super Bowls with Aaron Rodgers. For him to only have one and only have been in one, and some of it's on him. I mean, obviously he hasn't been that great in NFC title games. But they could have built around him better, and they haven't. And that leads me to my theory that they're happy being relevant, being pretty good, being in the playoffs essentially every year. We don't have to win it. But let's be relevant. Remember what they were before they got Brett Favre. Irrelevant. I used to hear the stories about the Packers' great, Bart Starr and all those guys and laugh because the Packers were garbage when I was growing up. And now, they got Favre and then they had this great, essentially 30-year run with two great quarterbacks. And it looks like rather than go all out to win a Super Bowl or as many as you can with this Hall of Famer, they want to, make sure they got another guy in place for the next 12 or 15 years. And I don't think that's good. But here's what I'd say to Aaron Rodgers, Rob. You capitalize on this. Like you said, don't let it get you down. Go out and ball this season. And then you know what? If they do move on from you, man, he is going to, Rob, he's going to be in a great situation if he does end up moving on. Could it be Miami if Tua doesn't have a good year? Could it be the Washington football team, which needs a quarterback for that great defense? Could it be New England, which we know doesn't have a quarterback in the future?
There would be 20 suitors, Chris. There would be 20 suitors for him.
I mean, any team that doesn't have a phenomenal quarterback, I'm just throwing out a few. Pittsburgh, Denver, Las Vegas, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York. I mean, these are good possibilities, Rob. So if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm looking at it like, you know what? If they move on for me, then I'm good. Because then I get to pick where I want to go for the most part. And I'll be in a great situation where maybe with a team that really does go all out to win a Super Bowl. So I that's how I think he should look at it, Rob. And I get it. Sometimes it's hard not to get in your feelings. He's been there his whole career. They don't seem to be giving him the respect he deserves. But if he can just stay professional and not get in his feelings and just, hey, I'm gonna play ball this year. And if I move on, I'm looking forward to a great situation. I think that's what Brady did. Brady looked at it like, you know what? I'm in a new situation. He had fun. He had talent around him. And obviously he won a Super Bowl. That's how Aaron should look at it. And so if he does that, then good for him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir, it is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We do this every single week. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic actually does have a sports tie-in. That's because Michael Rappaport, friend of the show, been on with us plenty of times, he got into a social media beef with Kevin Durant.
And Durant in a social media beef?
I am shocked. I am shocked. And of course, it all happened in the DMs, Chris, as you know. These guys were going back and forth, dating back to an incident back in December. And for whatever reason, Rappaport decided yesterday he was going to publish all of their DMs on social media because he was really upset about it. So you guys have seen the text. You guys have seen the DMs. I don't got time to go through all of it, but it is pretty graphic if you haven't checked it out yet. Easy question. Who looks worse in this situation? Michael Rappaport or Kevin Durant? We'll start with Chris Broussard.
I mean, they both look bad. They both look bad. I talked or texted with Rappaport today, and I told him, I asked him first, is it real? Because Durant put out a tweet to some random person implying it was something like, you know, hey, we talk about this all the time. I just caught him on a bad day. Now he want to be mad. You know that. So implying that, yo, this is how we go at each other. So I hit Rappaport up like, yo, is this real? Or, you know, Durant kind of implied that this is just how y'all talk to each other. He was like, nah, it's real. He's like, and he, what upset him was Durant bringing his wife into it. And so I told Rappaport I didn't agree with him putting out private texts or DMs. And he actually said, you know, I feel you on that. I agree with you on that. But he was so mad. He felt like going at his wife was below the belt, which you don't bring a wife or mother. Rob, you know, we grew up just saying your mama was an insult.
Right. Just you don't even just to put bring my mother it, into it. Right.
Right? Just right, your right. mama. Like that was it. So you bring wives, mothers into it. And Durant thankfully did not like insult his wife, but he said your wife don't respect you. So, you know, he still brought her in there. And so and Durant's like, so Rap doesn't look good for putting the private messages out there. And Durant doesn't look good for talking about a guy's wife. And also the language he used. Now, this is private. This is, you. We know, look, we're grown guys. That's how a lot of men talk, you know, when the cameras are off and with their boys or they're going back and forth with somebody arguing. But it looks bad. I mean, the language he used, it really makes him look bad, I think.
Yeah, Mike, just, you know, you shouldn't. I think when people are having a conversation with you, I don't think they expect you to publish those. Right. You know what I mean? And I think that's where you break the trust of somebody, right? We're talking, we're having a conversation. I don't expect you to put out. You know, Chris, if we're texting, I would be
no doubt.
Right. I mean, I just wouldn't expect anybody
like other
to
people
do that.
Gonna be leery.
Right. I would never do it. Right. After that, who would ever want to send you anything? I know I wouldn't. Because I think that's the bad part. Sure, both of them, you know, it got carried away, and sometimes when you do that and you go that route, people's feelings get hurt. And you know what? The other thing people don't realize, it's different if I'm talking to you. And it's different. Sometimes things on text don't sound the same. And you can't get whether someone's playing sometimes or if they're serious. Do you know what I mean? So a text can be misrepresent what your feelings are or what you meant by it sometimes, and people's feelings get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. If but again, that's why I asked Rap, is this how y'all talk to each other? And he was like, nah, never. You know?
Rob G, so, where are you on this?
Well, you know, they both look bad, like you guys mentioned.
Yeah,
but
both look.
To me, I think Rap looks worse. And it's because you know who Kevin Durant is by this point, that if you say anything negative about him, he's going to hear about it and he's going to respond.
Yeah, he already knew.
So
right.
He had already responded once, and then Rap went out and tagged him in another post talking about how he was soft again. And then once KD felt a certain kind of way about it, and KD was wrong for saying, hey, meet me up at this place and we'll talk face to face. That's wrong. But if you're Michael Rappaport, the self-proclaimed king of trash talk, and you say something bad about somebody and they feel a certain way about it, you can't run and hide from that afterwards and then publish the DMs. Like, you look like a child. I mean, KD looks bad as it is, but you don't look any better in the situation either.
Well, he's talking about defamation of character, right?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.